Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You are listening to Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. You're welcome to the Arbutus Hotel here in Killarney in County Kerry, where we're coming to you live from Buckley's Bar, where we're here to soak up the Jessie Mania.
So powerfully evident about the past recipients of this Academy Award is the strength of the women, not just that of the characters they portrayed on screen, but in many cases the actresses' personal strength forged in the challenges they faced as women in their real-life journey to the Oscar stage. And the Oscar goes to...
Yeah, hopefully we'll hear, and the Oscar goes to Jessie Buckley this Sunday night. I'm joined in our Buckley's Bar studio today by Jessie's aunt and uncle, Sean and Carol, who are with me here in our studio. But you guys, you're also the owner here of the Arbutus Hotel. How are you feeling when you hear, Sean, that announcement, you know, around the Oscar goes to? Like, I mean, the last few months must have been just crazy for you guys.
Absolutely. We just cannot.
Soak up the whole environment.
Yeah. It's just overwhelming, the amount of support and the opportunity that Jessie has been presented with.
It must be very emotional.
Nomination.
Is it, as a family? It is really emotional. But I suppose our main thing is to support Jessie through all of this, because it must be hugely for her too. Mm. You know, she's become a new mom, and this has been her trade for 20 years. It's just suddenly it has gone into international stage. She's been able to have her own private life, and suddenly she's been foisted into
a different sphere altogether, isn't it? Yeah. And I suppose then you guys as a wider family kind of, you know, you nearly become kind of swept up in that too, Sean, don't you?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Just walking down the street, you get a nod from somebody and you know what that nod means.
Yeah.
Gee, you're connected to Jessie. And they are also connected to Jessie. So we're all claiming a connection and enjoying the whole fanfare.
You might tell listeners a little bit, Sean, about the background here of the hotel. So you're Jessie's dad's brother. You're Tim's brother, is that right? Yeah. So, but this is more than just a hotel. Like, and I know from meeting you guys earlier this morning, this is your family home.
It was, yes. Tim and I and our two sisters, we lived over the shop back in the 60s and 70s. We lived in the shop, the hotel, until we got married. We never lived in a house. And then
this was home.
This was home.
Yeah.
With all its pluses and minuses, but more pluses than minuses. And it still is our home. Jessie's grandmother lived here until she passed away 8 years ago. And everybody would come and go visiting Nana, as they used to call Dr. Nari. And it was... She had a little apartment out the back, a smoke room. And
she was kind of front of house here.
Oh, she was front of house and centre. She was the queen bee.
Yeah. And it's funny, like, even you mentioned that, Carl, a little earlier this morning as well. You know, like, over the years, it even goes back to what would be Jessie's great-granny. Is that was the original connection?
Jessie's great-grandparents. So her great-grandfather was from on the Cork-Kerry border, one of 8 kids, and he went to New York the year before the Titanic. He went on a ship called the Adriatic, and he was there for 14 years without ever coming home. He worked 3 jobs, but his passion was always to come home. And his thought was that someday he would come home and buy some place in Killarney. He always saw the potential in Killarney. And so before he came home, he contacted a matchmaker in Kerry, and
the 1920s version of Tinder.
Absolutely. We have a lovely Tinder profile of him.
You have a fabulous picture, because Sean, you were telling me a little earlier today, I mean, this was kind of the modern, or well, at the time it was the Tinder profile, really, wasn't it? He went and got a proper professional picture taken.
We don't know whether he rented the suit or not.
Looks really dapper, doesn't it?
It is a fantastic portrait.
Yeah.
So he presented himself well, contacted a matchmaker. through negotiation or correspondence over and back, they identified Julia Daly as being a suitable partner. And Julia was sent down to Wexford, to Ram's Grange, to do a kukri course and housewifery, so that his talents coming from the States and her talents and dowry, between them, they would make a team. 100 years ago.
It is, isn't it?
We're celebrating the 100th year this year. Yeah. So in 1926, they bought the hotel. And the irony of it is, so it was Russell's hotel before, but Russell's sold to go to the States, and they bought it coming back to the States. Yeah, so between the money he made in the States and his wife's dowry, they bought the Arbutus. And he was very pragmatic, and it had been called Russell's, but he knew how important the alphabetical order was going to be, and he wanted something that was local to Killarney. So the Arbutus grows up across the southwest of Ireland, following the Gulf Stream. And
That's where the name came from.
That's where the name came from.
But isn't it an incredible achievement, Sean, that the hotel is still in the family, you know, 98 years on? Like, it's unbelievable to think you're celebrating a centenary, that's coming up.
It is, for sure. Typically, a family business may survive to the second or third generation.
Yeah, you always hear that, yeah.
There'll always be some little cog in the thing, but I'd have to give it back to my grandparents and my parents and my family, as to the values and the controls and the interest that is in it has always been there. And it's relatively easy to be in the hospitality business when you welcome somebody to your home.
Yeah.
And so many people see the Arbutus as being their home in Killarney. And we've lots of guests who keep returning. Today now we have somebody who's coming in from the States. The minute the nomination happened, Terry was on, book me a room. I'm in for the week.
Yeah.
I know where I want to be.
To watch this.
For this.
That's fantastic.
She knows what room she's going to be.
Really?
it's Terry's room. That's it.
Well, that's amazing, isn't it?
And there are many, many others as well. One of our coffee boys, Hawley, there are some gents who come in every morning for tea and coffee.
I met them a little earlier. All right. That's right. Such a lovely thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah. And Hawley was my dad's friend, but Hawley knew Jesse's great-grandfather, father, and now us. Yeah. And Hawley was on to his nephew in Australia this morning. And again, it's the Jesse buzz and the Arbutus, and always there.
It's absolutely fantastic. And you know, the whole buzz around Jesse, and you've had the previous awards as well, ceremonies over the last couple of weeks. But there is something particularly incredible about the Oscars, isn't it? And for you, watching your niece take centre stage now, hopefully this Sunday. We're also joined here in studio by Jesse's first cousin, Brendan Fuller. Brendan, you've been with us on the programme many times before. How are you feeling now this weekend?
I'm feeling withered and exhausted, and everyone's like, you must be buzzing. I'm like, oh, I can't wait for it to be over. So I can only imagine how Jesse's feeling, because and I guess being on the run and at the crest of the wave of the Oscars and such a huge award, you know, best actor and in a leading role. Yeah. You realize why the Oscars are the Oscars, because she's already won, I think somebody said, 40 awards at this point. So you realize all the award ceremonies that happen and take place, and the nominations, and the nights that she's been attending and being to. And it's the last one. It's the finale of it, and it's all culminating in it. And, you know, it has been unbelievable. And you're saying about, you know, being her first cousin, a lot of people are joking with me that I'm her only cousin, because I've been
the only one we know of.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. So I must say, you know, my brother Pat, you know, Eimear and Roisin are there in the bar, and, you know, the rest of the cousins are elsewhere around the country and the world. But it's just been such an honour, and just such a lovely thing to be able to celebrate, and the positivity of the whole thing. And
are you seeing that buzz? Are you hearing that buzz around Killarney as well?
Constantly. And look, we're gearing up for, you know, Paddy's Day the next day on Tuesday, and there's always that sort of feeling that you're bouncing out of the winter and the cold. We still have a bit of the rain. A listener told me once, it's not rain, it's liquid sunshine, which I always try and remind people, it's liquid sunshine.
Yeah.
So we're just inundated with well wishes people wishing the best of luck.
It's fantastic.
Memories of Jesse and everything else. And it is, as Carol said, you know, she's onto that next layer of celebrity and world fame and everything. And it's a bit like watching your cousin, you know, hop on a space shuttle and jetting off to the moon. And you have to remind yourself, well, this is what they're trained for. She's well able for it. She's an incredible talent. And this is all of her hard work, her dedication, her talent. And it's now bringing her to... hopefully, you know, the tip top of everything Oscar on Sunday night. But either way, she's just Jessie to us, you know, whenever we see her.
Well, we sent our reporter Josh Crosby out and about a little earlier this morning here in Killarney to chat to locals on the streets about this year's Oscars.
The town is absolutely buzzing. We're really, really hoping Jessie brings, it's a home win. She's already done the town so, so proud. She's really put Killarney on the map. Yeah, the place is buzzing. Can't wait.
So there's a great sense of excitement, maybe even confidence, people would say.
Massive. I would say now, I mean, personally, I can't see her not winning. I think it was an absolutely amazing film. Oscar winning performance, she's outstanding.
People are very happy for her, because she's a great ambassador for herself, her family, and for Killarney, Kerry, and Ireland. And it's a tourist town, so it's an extra feather in our hat.
What's the level of excitement like now leading up to the Oscars?
It's so exciting. I was just down in Dunn's and I met my friend and we were looking at the paper with her in it. We're so proud of her. We're so excited. We think she's going to win it, and how humble she is. You know, she stayed the same person, hasn't lost her grounding, and just she's just fabulous in every way.
There's a sense of optimism in the air, confidence?
Huge, huge confidence, huge excitement. We're looking now to see where we can see it live on Sunday. We don't want to wait till Monday.
You've heard a few people talking about it. Yes, you might win it. You might win an Oscar. You never know.
What's been the buzz now or the excitement?
Oh, dear God, on top. Everybody's talking about her. They're not talking about anything else. Her speeches. She's such an ambassador for Kerry all the time, like.
And you can see now there's posters up and there's bunting in the shop windows.
Yeah, especially being Patrick's Day and Patrick's Weekend and everything. And Mother's Day, like. And now she's a real ambassador for your mother. She really is, like. And her speeches are just out of this world. She'll definitely get the Oscar.
There'll be fierce excitement on Sunday night. All going well, she'll get the Oscar. The best look to her. Oh, they're very optimistic. Yeah. Oh, she should win it. No bother to her.
They'll be planning homecomings yet?
Oh, without a doubt. There'll be a big homecoming for Jessie. That's for sure.
Yeah, loads of excitement around, yeah. Yeah, she's a credit to the town, really. Well deserved.
Do you think there'll be a party here now next week?
I would definitely imagine it will be. It will be, definitely. Bring it into St. Patrick's Day. We'll have a great day out.
Yeah, someone told me last night, actually, Brendan, when we were here in the hotel, that it's nearly bigger than the All-Ireland, which, as a Donegal woman, I find kind of sort of sickening, you know, to some extent. But there's a great picture and poster up in one of your, I think it's one of your furniture shops, where it says, Sam's home, but Oscar's on his way, Carol, which I thought was a great poster to have.
Yeah, absolutely. It's lovely. Everybody's doing their own bit of creativity and wanting to root for her, but not shake the foundation of it. Too, yeah, you know, fantastic. You heard the humbleness of people saying she's lovely and she hasn't changed. And one thing that I hadn't thought of was this is her first Mother's Day because she's had a new baby during the year.
What a
year for her, absolutely.
Yeah. One of the things we've heard a lot about, I mean, some of her acceptance speeches, you know, that she's made and her dad even, you know, touched on that when your own Henry McKean, our reporter, was talking to him at the airport yesterday before they flew out to LA. But you really get, Sean, that sense of she is kind of so grounded, you know, even when she's up there collecting some of the biggest gongs in the industry.
Oh, totally. She never, ever forgets who she is or where she's coming from. And that is one of the beauties to see as we've observed her grow and become more and more popular. She's still Jessie.
Yeah, still Jessie. Have you been talking to her, Brendan, since she was, well, was made her way to LA for the awards?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, there's always the messages over and back and, you know, you're just trying to wish well and then also, you know, sorry for messaging you because you're sure. Yeah, exactly, yeah. You know, mention Radio Kerry in your Oscar winning speech, that's all. And Andrea.
Yeah.
So, you know, look, it's always, you're trying to just touch base and just let her know that we're there as we always are for all our cousins, all our family, all our relations and everything.
It's fantastic.
Just in that vox pop there, you know, the woman who bumped into everyone in Dunn's. My mother was probably one of them because she's doing laps of Dunn's stores over the last few weeks. She's not buying anything. She's just bumping in. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm Jessie's aunt, of course. Yeah. So, yeah, look, we're trying to just lap it up, soak it in, just enjoy all of it. Because like you say, Sorry again, it is even bigger than an All-Ireland.
Yeah,
and there's
a lot of our texters saying that today as well.
Extra special. And do you know what? It's not just a Kerry thing. It's the entire country is behind Jessie.
Well, it's this listener here has got in touch, 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number, to say Jessie has brought such, you know, great news to the country. It's exactly what we needed in the midst of all the doom and gloom. And even if she doesn't win on Sunday, what a huge success story for her and her family and all of Killarney and County Kerry as well. Where are you going to watch it Sunday night?
It'll be a very private, lovely get together, because as Sean and Carol have been saying, you know, this is, it's weird because it's a business, but actually, first and foremost, it's a home. So I just, my memories, a lot of them with Jessie would be here visiting Nana on a Sunday, and it'd be like that revolving door where you'd have this group of cousins and then following on. So a full on rota of Roland Garros being on the TV, or might be snooker. There'd always be a cigarette lighting in an ashtray,
yeah,
and crosswords being filled by Nana. And, you know, this is, it's just lovely that our home is being highlighted as part of this, and to have that event to look forward to, because we'll be meeting people who I haven't seen in years, because it would have been part of maybe her BBC journey, or,
yeah,
you know, maybe school shows in Thurles, that I'd be bumping into these people. So friends and family all gathering down, and nice private event for that one night, which will be extra special.
Which will be lovely. We are, of course, here today to talk about Jessie's performance in...
Of course I did. You weren't here. I would have cut my heart out and given it to him. I would have laid my life down on the ground for him, and no one would take it.
I know.
No, you don't know. You don't know. You weren't here. He died in agony. He was in agony.
Agnes.
He cried and he cried and he cried and he cried, and his little body was racked in pain. Don't shush me. He was so scared, and you weren't here.
Of course, that Jessie Buckley in Hamlet, for which she is nominated for this year's Oscar award on Sunday. Fiona Crowley, though, from the Fiona Crowley Stage School, is joining us here in our Buckley's Bar studio. When did you first come across Jessie, Fiona?
So, Andrea, welcome to Killarney.
Thank you.
A Cork woman welcoming you. It's a big thing. So Jessie joined the Killarney Musical Society back in 2008, of which I was a member and I'm still a member. But before that, her sisters and brother had actually come to the stage school. Jessie was away in boarding school. And when she finished her leaving cert, she came back to Killarney to, I suppose you might call it a gap year now, but what a gap year it turned out to be. So she was in the Killarney Musical Society, got the leading role, surprisingly enough, at 16 years of age. And while she was in the middle of that, just before it all started, she actually got accepted into the I Do Anything programme, which was with Graham Norton and Andrew Lloyd Webber. And a funny fact is the recording of that programme actually started on March the 15th. In 2008. And can you imagine,
oh my God,
this weekend,
this
now
anniversary weekend.
We've gone from the very first show of I Do Anything in the BBC studios to her now center stage at an Oscar ceremony. Isn't that incredible?
Isn't
that an incredible achievement?
Circle journey,
yeah,
in such a short,
absolutely,
period of time. Was,
yeah,
this talent, you know, that we've heard so much about, and obviously, mm-hmm, that has been so widely recognised and, mm-hmm, will be even as an Oscar nominee on Sunday, was that always there from the early days?
Yeah. Well, as I said, she was away in Thurles in boarding school, and she was absolutely flying there. And all, it's a very musical theatre oriented school, mm-hmm, and very into music and the arts and theatre. And she was absolutely flying there. But when she came back to Killarney, as I said, you know, being with her on stage was fabulous. She came and worked with us then in the stage school for a little while as well, which was amazing. But she had, I would say, Andrea, this talent that wasn't ever staged. And that's an unusual thing for a creative person to say. She had a naturalness in her that meant that she could actually slot into any emotion in any role at any time. So the part that she played was a leading role in Carousel, where her character had to show a metamorphosis throughout the actual show, from a little innocent girl to falling in love with a man who wasn't really made for her. And she showed such incredible prowess in that,
yeah,
you know, in that metamorphosis. But really, when you look at the footage, I was very privileged to be invited to the BBC studios with her a couple of times, with Marina, her mother. And, you know, to watch her really take her place among the titans in the industry, really, Andrew Lloyd Webber, Graham Norton, abandoned man, like one of my, mm-hmm, own. But just to be able to take that stage and be herself. And no matter what way she was herself, it was true to herself. And so that's really how the talent came out. And I just think now, when we see her in Hamlet or in anything else, mm-hmm, she's been in, it actually isn't a learnt process a lot of the time. It has to come from her core. And that's what she had at 16 years of age.
Just natural talent.
It was just a natural talent, yeah, and also a real openness to learning. Which, you know, often she'd have asked me for advice. Who am I? You know, I was only one of her peers at the time. But I would have always said, oh, no, you're doing great. And that's brilliant. And go with what you, yeah, feel. And you know, it is really important that when you're true to your art like that, success actually does come your way.
How hopeful are you for Sunday night?
Asher, listen, can I tell you, Andrea, it would be desperate if she wasn't holding that at the end of the, you know, the Oscar up, yeah, in her arms. But as I said, you know, even in the Golden Globes, if she won, you know, a raffle ticket in the local bingo, we'd be proud of her at this stage. It doesn't really matter to us, yeah, in Killarney. We're just so proud of her. And, you know, achievements can often take over the true success, you know. So achievements will come and go. But the true success is that she's remained true to herself in everything that she's done, yeah, you know.
Which is, and you know, it's obviously something that's very evident because so many people we've talked to have all pretty much said the, yeah, the same, you know, that that kind of essence of who she is
still... It's a huge achievement. Yeah, it's a huge achievement.
Big part of her. Where will you watch it on Sunday?
Well, I got the golden ticket, the Willy Wonka golden ticket. I've been very kindly invited by the family to come and celebrate whether or which.
Yeah.
We're celebrating anyway. Right. I mean, why, yeah, wouldn't you celebrate
this
magnificent occasion? But, you know, we celebrated her when she played a leading role in the Musical Society in Killarney, which is in its 40th year. You know, we celebrated her when she was in the I Do Anything show in the BBC studios because she achieved to even get there.
Yeah.
The irony as well, Andrea, that doesn't go unnoticed is that she came second.
And here
she
we are now.
Second in that.
Talking about an Oscar nominee on yes. Sunday. Sean and Carol, you're going to watch it. Well, here in your home,
yeah,
really. That's
absolutely.
Where you're watching it Sunday night.
We're
yeah.
watching it with a group of family and friends. I hadn't known it was called a golden ticket. Yeah, but there you go.
No, but in our lovely. Eyes it is. Yeah. Willy Wonka's. Yeah.
Well, the collaboration, it takes a village yeah. to rear a child. And we're the village. And we just want to get together. Oftentimes in the hotel business, you have the public face on. And we only close for...
Probably
Christmas Day,
I'd say, yeah.
And
yeah.
we're closing early. We're closing at 7 o'clock on Sunday night.
The family occasion.
And it's a family occasion, family and friends, and we're turning the place around and just celebrating our Jess.
Yeah. Well, look, best of luck, Sean, and thanks very much for having us here today and really welcoming us into your home as well. We really appreciate your time. For the moment, though, Sean Buckley, Carl, of course, as well, Carl Dempsey, thank you so much. Brendan Fuller, Jessie's cousin, thanks for your time. And Fiona Crowley from the Fiona Crowley Stage School, thanks so much
thank
for
you.
Joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.